Rugby League on Radio Yorkshire.
And here come the teams then. Hull FC to the right in that latest of their home strips, white with the black V. I like the V in Rugby League. And Cass in there. Well, these days it's orange, isn't it, with black, and not the amber and black as it used to be. Now back in the hands of Ben Roberts, who throws the blind pass. Chances here for Castleford through Ben Crooks. Gets the ball away, and the Tigers are in for the first try of the evening. And it was Ben Crooks who made the break down the right-hand side. And Dennis Solomona, I think, is the man who's touched down in the right-hand corner. Yeah, brilliant passage of play. Only a minute and a half gone on the clock, and the Tigers lead 4-0. Jai Hitchcock has been given as a try scorer. He's not even on the team sheet. Assuming then he's come in to replace, I'm looking around, Joel Monaghan and Luke Gale, adding the extra two. There's McShane, gets it away to Gale. Gale's got support on the outside from Luke Dawn. And here, this time, are Castleford going in for a second try of the evening, and it is very much Denny Solomona who has touched down for the second of those scores. Quick hands away to the left. That was lightning fast. And Solomona lickety split round the back to touch it down. It's Hull FC 0, Castleford Tigers 10.
Oh, Luke Gale and Ben Roberts combining real well tonight. They've had quite a good number of combinations already between themselves, and get Solomona away down that left-hand wing, and he just rounds his way into the try line area.
He's good with the boot this time. That's 2 from 2 for him. 2 tries for Castleford and a 12-0 lead. Well, FC, surely this defence has got a crack, and surely it has done. Yet indeed, Jordan Thompson it is, who's managed to breach the Tigers' line at last with that outstretched right arm to plant the ball down just behind the whitewash. And it's going to be an easy enough conversion attempt for his kicker, Mark Snead, against his former club then. That slots over the extra 2 points from close to the post. So Hull FC 6, Castleford Tigers 12. Too much, he knew too much about that, but it's going to be a second try. Well, out of absolutely nothing, Luke Gale with a bit of a hit and hope kick. It's been picked up on the bounce by Jai Hitchcock. Castleford Tigers 16. Yeah, video ref has got it.
They've gone to the video ref on this one. It's got to prove beyond any doubt that it's not a try, and that's always a difficult one. And the try has been given.
So Jai Hitchcock, a second try of the evening. Didn't even realise he was playing, did he, until the warm-up when Joel Monaghan has pulled up with an injury.
Wow, what a kick from Luke Gale, by the way. He's just converted that try. So 3 successful kicks from Luke Gale. That one being right on the touchline.
Price to his right, gets the ball away, and quick hands to Michaels in the right-hand corner. He takes the pass of Jack Logan and is dived across for Hull FC's second try of the evening then. Just 6 minutes to go before the break. And they're back in. It's Hull FC 10, Castleford Tigers 18. That's a superb conversion there from Mark Snead. The angle was very, very narrow indeed. He had it within 20 metres of the try line, but it made no difference to him. It's 2 more points to Hull FC, and it's now 12-18. Gets it away to Snead. Snead's got runners here from Washbrook, and Washbrook gets it away to Jamie Shaw. Oh, great quick hands from Hull FC. And superb timing of the run from the fullback Jamie Shaw gets them in for their third try, his first of the night. And just before the break, just what Castleford Tigers fans wouldn't have wanted. It's Hull FC 16, Castleford Tigers 18, kick to come.
Yeah, great way to round off what's been a fantastic first half between the Castleford Tigers and Hull FC.
Hull FC 18, Castleford Tigers 18. The hooter goes, the whistle goes, and that is the end of play in what has been a compelling and very entertaining first half spectacle. And it sees the two teams leave the field with the score locked at Hull FC 18, Castleford Tigers 18. Last tackle of the set, Gale spins a long one out to Webster. Webster sets himself nicely, gets it away to Solomona. That's a super piece of play from Jake Webster, and a real good finish from Dennis Solomona. If the try's allowed, Robert Hicks thinks it will be. He's gone to the big screen with a tee, and if so, it will be Hull FC 18, Castleford Tigers 22. Well played, Jake Webster.
Oh, unbelievable piece of play. And there you go, the try has been given. So Solomona tiptoed down that little bit of touchline that Webster created for him with that great piece of offload play and good strength in the tackle.
Here's Luke Gale then, trying to pull this one round the corner, but it's the first miss with the boot this evening. Hull FC get a converted try, they'll sneak in front. Hull FC, Jamie Shaw taking that ball from Danny Houghton. Jamie Shaw steps around Luke Dawn. That's a fantastic try from Jamie Shaw and Hull FC, and they are quickly back in it and have got every chance of going ahead. It's Hull FC 22, Castleford Tigers 22.
Jamie Shawley, his breathtaking best there, and he's just skated through, used his pace to get away from the would-be Castleford defenders.
And he makes no mistake. So for the first time in the match, the early birds lead. It's Hull FC 24, Castleford Tigers 22. And they're on the last tackle and they get a penalty. And talking about Hull FC giving away silly things, Liam Watts gives away a penalty on the last tackle and they're going to go for goal here to try and level it.
The time has flown by, and I always think that's an indicator when you look at the clock and you start to wonder where the last 33 minutes have gone.
That's just your age. Luke Gale, no problems on the age front for him, or the accuracy front with the boot, because he has slotted over the 2 points, 24 points apiece. The Hull FC defence just holds off him for a moment, but then Ellis gets rid of it from him one-on-one, and FC have got it back now with Pritchard. Pritchard gets it away to Shaw. Shaw's got support on the outside. He didn't look to it, and in the end it was a great piece of defending from Jai Hitchcock to stop him just inside the Tigers half. But Hull have momentum. Here's Price, puts the kicking down, it's near side for Michaels. It's too strong though from Leon Price, and it goes out of play near side to Mivave. Interception here from the Castleford Tigers, and Castleford have gone across for the try and have sealed victory here with Denny Solomona, we think, who's got across for it, and with a kick to come, lead by 29 points to 24.
It's just outstanding from Castleford tonight. They've had to dig in. They nosed in front early in the game and then got pegged back by Hull FC.
In the dying seconds of the contest, there's going to be no more time to complete anything other than the conversion there by Luke Gale, which is good. And so the final hooter has gone at the KC Stadium, a frantic finish, and it has gone the way of the Castleford Tigers for the first time here in five seasons. It's finished Hull FC 24, Castleford Tigers 31.